Okay, so I'm on the telephone with Adele Gibson, who has been on the Lunchbox Diet now for a little bit. And I really wanted to get Adele on the call because she's lost a fantastic amount of weight in the first 4 weeks and has, you know, just been really putting it into practice. And I think that a lot of people do kind of start new diets but don't obviously take action. And first of all, I just want to say congratulations, Adele, on your success. Well done. Can you just tell me a little bit about where you were before you started the Lunchbox Diet and what you were doing in terms of your kind of daily routines?
Well, I run about a lot because I've got two little boys, I've got a dog, and I've just got one of those lifestyles where you're just running around. And it was just, to be honest, the way I was eating was just what I can when I can. Anything that was quick and easy to eat, I was just picking off the kids.
Yeah.
I didn't have very good habits. I knew I didn't have very good habits, but I didn't know how to break them.
Would you say that you're kind of a yo-yo dieter generally, or?
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Yeah. And so what kind of, tell me a little bit about how you kind of found the Lunchbox Diet and how you kind of found it in the initial stages. Obviously, a lot of people are skeptical, aren't they, when there's so many things out there to try, and it's hard to kind of make those kind of decisions, but you obviously took the plunge and went for it, and it's paid off, so... How did you find it in the first kind of few stages?
That was breaking up a bit there, I missed part of that.
Sorry. I just said, how did you find it in the initial stages?
To be honest, it was quite hard. I would say the first 3 days, because I'd had such a high fat, high sugar, high carbohydrate diet. For the first few days, I struggled with cravings. Not feeling hungry so much. I was really paying attention to whether or not I was actually feeling hungry, but the cravings to eat what I'd been eating before.
Yeah.
But I think after the first week, I felt incredible. I think after about 4 days, I could feel my energy going through the roof, you know, wanting to get up in the morning and going to take the kids out. And I wasn't hungry. That was the big thing.
Is that something which had let you, previous plans had let you down in on the kind of wanting?
Well, yeah. Yeah, because I always felt like, oh, I would get hungry and I would let myself get so hungry to the point where I was absolutely starving and I would just eat anything and I'd end up in a full blown out binge. Where with this, I think in the first week I noticed, because I was eating every hour or two through the day, I wasn't getting hungry like that. So by the time it came to tea time, I was thinking, well, you know, I was really thinking rationally about what I should be eating for that evening meal, you know. I just loved it. I loved the difference. It's not just my energy levels, all my hair, my nails, my skin, everything's massively improved.
Wow, that's great. What kind of diets had you tried before?
Just about every fatty diet going, to be honest with you. I mean, I've done the likes of Weight Watchers and Sun World and things like that, and I've done the low calorie, you know, calorie counting type diets, and I tend to get bored after a couple of weeks.
Is this something that you feel you could sustain?
Oh, definitely.
And
I'm trying different things with my box, do you know what I mean? I'm putting different flavours in and I'm trying different spices, stuff that I've never tried before that I really, really like. But it's a habit that I'm hoping I can keep up for life, to be honest, if I'm being honest with you.
That's great. And are the kids getting involved with your boxes?
Yes. My youngest's a bit fussy with what vegetables and that eat, but certainly with the preparing of it, and I'm talking to them about what's healthy and things, they're very aware of what's good for them and what's not as well, so it's having a positive impact on them too.
What was
of course, they're getting more exercise and stuff as well, because I'm able to do more now.
Do you find that because you're kind of eating healthier now, you kind of generally wanting to exercise more? Because I find that's a big challenge for people.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be honest, my self-confidence still stops us from going to the gym. I've got so many body issues, but I've been out and bought the Zumba game for the Wii.
Okay.
And I've got a few of the exercise games, and it's making us, it's not, but before I was quite happy to stay in my house and not go out. Now I'm walking all over with the kids. We're going out every weekend, we're doing stuff, you know what I mean?
And tell me a little bit about the weight loss that you had in the first kind of week and then the first month.
Pardon?
Tell me about the weight loss that you had in the first week and then the first month.
The first week I lost £5.
Okay, that's great.
But I started the diet, I think it was on the Wednesday, and I weighed in on the Monday, so it wasn't even a full week. And then in the first month, overall, it worked out as a stone. I dropped like a full stone. I've lost another 3 pounds since then as well.
So that's just having a bang-on effect on your confidence, and hopefully as that goes up, then you'll be more inclined to want to maybe join a gym or maybe even go to a boot camp or something like that.
Definitely, definitely, as the weight comes off, definitely. I mean, I took your advice. I took a before picture when I first started the diet. It was so destroying to do it, like, but just... I couldn't feel that much of a difference, but when I looked at the pictures, I can see a hell of a difference just in those 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Massive difference.
I think it is, for a lot of people, quite a challenge to, you know, pluck up courage and go to a gym or something. But something I would say is that I think it's quite a psychological thing, because a lot of the time, I mean, I say to people, you know, imagine 10 different people lined up, and every one of those different people is going to have a different opinion. You know
yeah.
what I mean? So you just mm-hmm. got to do it. And honestly, once you've been there for a few days, maybe hire a personal trainer or go and just dig, you know, go in head first. And once you've got over those first couple of sessions, you really, you know, obviously get over that kind of apprehension.
Yeah. I've been before. To be honest, I enjoy it. It's just getting there. I don't know. I know once the weight started coming off, because it's building up gradually. Do you know what I mean? I'm going out because I didn't have the confidence. I don't know, I had this thing in my head when I'm going out thinking everybody's looking at us, they're going to be thinking, look how much weight she's put on. I do enjoy the gym. It's just like I say, it's building me confidence enough to be able to say, I'm going, that's it. You know what I mean?
That's great. So as well as, you know, satisfying your hunger, you were talking earlier about kind of your hair and nails. Is that something that's happened mm-hmm. quite quickly then in the first month for you?
Oh, within the first week, that would see a difference. I've always been prone to breakouts and things with my skin, but I can honestly hand on heart say that, count on one hand how many breakouts I've had since I started. In fact, I don't even think I've had one. My skin is really, really clear, and it's never been this clear before. Even with diets I've followed in the past, like long-term diets, I haven't noticed a difference like this.
That's fantastic. What are some of your kind of, now that you've, did you use the recipes first of all, and then have you started doing your own kind of thing because you've kind of learnt how it works?
The teriyaki chicken one I really like, and the basil pesto chicken one I tried. Now I just mix it up, I just try something different.
What you'll find happens is that when you start going around the supermarket, you'll be going like, oh, I could put that in, or I'll get some capers, or oh, I could maybe put that kind of spicy kind of dressing on, you know?
Yeah.
And you start to get a bit more creative. How have you found your breakfast and evening meal sizes have changed? Have they reduced because you're eating your box up until later?
Well, to be honest, this is something that just occurred to me the other week. I did a portion like I would normally have. It was a healthy meal, in fairness. I tried a chicken breast and some veggies, but... it was massive, the amount that I had, and I started eating it. I was like, I actually couldn't physically finish what I had. Like, the portion that I had before. The portion size is exactly half to what I was having before, but maybe it's because I'm not as hungry, because I'm eating through the day, you know?
Exactly. So you're what were bigger meals, what were bigger, three bigger meals have now condensed themselves down, which means that your metabolism increases, which means that you've probably got more energy. Would you say that you've
yeah.
gained more energy?
Oh, definitely. Definitely, I've got heaps of energy compared to what I used to have. I could quite happily have spent the day in bed in a matter of 2 months ago. I'm doing what needs to be done now. It's made a massive difference to every aspect of my life, for me, relationship with my husband and everything, because I've got more energy. I'm not as lethargic as I was.
Wow.
And we're able to go out and do stuff as a couple as well, which I wouldn't have done before.
And how long have you been on it for now?
Pardon?
How long have you been on the diet for now?
6 to 8 weeks, maybe.
Okay.
To be honest, I'm not even that bothered about my weight anymore. I'm going now on how my clothes I feel.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
And that's when stuff starts to hang off you that used to be skin tight before. It's quite good.
Did you know much about grazing and the principle before this?
Pardon?
Did you know about the grazing principle before the lunchbox diet?
I'd read bits and pieces in magazines, and you know, you say that celebrities are doing it, I'm not sure, but I didn't say anything in great detail. I mean, I've had people say, oh, you know, you should eat little and often, but there was no sort of information as to what little is or how often is. Do you know what I mean?
No. That's great. So what would you say to someone that's maybe thinking about it but hasn't taken the plunge yet and maybe is... I think a lot of people find it hard to just get started, don't they?
Yeah.
What for you?
Do it. Get yourself through the first week and you'll see the benefits for yourself. You'll see the difference in your energy levels. You'll see the difference in your hair, your skin. You'll feel like a different person. And the motivation from your weight loss in your first week, it's more than enough motivation to keep you going.
Yeah, that's a good point. Just to do the first 7 days would get you going on it. And yeah. Were you kind of, before you started it, did you kind of put off kind of starting a diet plan, or you a kind of serial dieter? Or
I was one of these people that's always, oh, I'll start tomorrow. Always been like that. I'll start my diet tomorrow, and it goes on, and then it gets to tomorrow, I'll do it tomorrow. Definitely.
Well, that's fantastic, Adele. I'm so pleased for you, and that it's not just, you know, making you healthier, but it's also you mentioning that, you know, it's helping with your kids and your husband, which is just, I think that's testament to what, you know, eating healthy can do for just aside from your waistline. You know, it's much more than that. So,
I think it's a way of thinking as well. Do you know what I mean? It's not just do this diet, you'll lose weight. It's the principle with the ebook and that you've provided with, you know, what you should be going. Apply that as a meal that you make, not just what you put in your lunchbox. You know, when you're eating out, it's the same sort of principles. It applies to every aspect of your life. And it's such simple logic that escaped us before. You know, you go into all these diets and it's all, oh, count your sins, count your points, count this, count that. And you don't need to with this one. It's just being sensible. Thinking about what you're doing, you know.
Yeah, it's great. Well, thank you, Adele. Well, send my regards to the kids, and obviously, you know, hope they make up some nice, colourful boxes, and your husband maybe dip into yours as well.
Yeah.
You have to keep. Let me know how you get on in the coming months.
And, we'll do definitely.
Get those before and after photos up, and
yeah. Once I'm getting down a bit closer to me goal weight, I think I'm not quite brave enough yet.
All right, Adele. Well, take care, and I'll speak to you soon.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.